sympathies to the Iranian people at this difficult time. We thank you, Mr. President, your delegation and previous presidencies for your efforts on the program of work. We appreciate the circulation of your working paper and that of France and the United States for a transparent discussion in this plenary meeting. We looked at the two working papers in front of us, and unfortunately, both of them are rather weak and far from fulfilling the CD's mandate. This is not your responsibility, Mr. President, but the continued inability of the CD membership as a whole to muster the political will to agree on a serious program of work. In the absence of a willingness of CD members to establish clear negotiation mandates for subsidiary bodies, we support limiting procedural discussions and moving to creating subsidiary bodies tasked with addressing the general agenda items of the CD. Canada agreed to a similar proposal in 2022, not because it was a strong program of work, but precisely because it was designed to reduce procedural discussions and get us to a substantive discussion in subsidiary bodies. The inadequate outcome of the work of subsidiary bodies in 2022, which was not recognized in the final report of the CD that year, demonstrated that the approach of 2022 was not sufficient. The CD should do better. This year, we are even worse off than in 2022 because we have not succeeded in establishing subsidiary bodies in a timely manner, despite the efforts of all presidencies to date. With all the time that has passed, in our view, establishing subsidiary bodies this year only makes sense if the work can continue next year. Delegations would not have enough time to dive into the substance during the time remaining. After all, further procedural decisions, including agreement on facilitators and scheduling subsidiary bodies, remain outstanding. When comparing the two papers, our delegation prefers the one from France and the United States, as it puts more emphasis on continuity and starting negotiations. For us, it is difficult to understand why states, despite expressing repeatedly their support for this institution, its negotiating mandate, and its work, would not want to support the amendments proposed in that paper. I close with emphasizing, like many other delegations, that the most valuable contribution we can make at this late stage this year is agreeing on the principle of continuity. We should set the stage for setting up subsidiary bodies early next year without starting from scratch. And our delegation supports making that very clear in any text that we adopt. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, and thank you for your sympathy. Now I give the floor to distinguished Ambassador of France.